We read in the Bible that Jesus said that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. What do you think spirit means? During the next several minutes, we'll be listening to different kinds of things. Listen carefully for the word spirit. Remember how it's used. Later, your class may want to discuss how these different ideas help us to better understand how God is spirit.
Hello?
Grandma?
Mary, is that you?
Yes, Grandma.
And you've called me long distance all by yourself? Is everybody all right?
Oh, yes. Grandma, can you come to my birthday party on Friday?
Oh, Mary, I wish I could. But I've already sent you a present because I just can't make the trip this week. I'd love to be with you.
Oh, Grandma.
But, Mary, I'll be with you in spirit.
Listen, you guys, we've got to get out there in the second half and follow through.
Coach, we can do it. They're not all that good.
Well, that's more like it. Trouble with us is that somewhere along the line, we got the idea we couldn't win. Well, we can win, and what we need right now is a little more school spirit.
Today, we remember Abraham Lincoln's birthday. We all know how he educated himself, borrowing books and studying by candlelight. He was not a rich man, but he had the courage to believe he could become President of the United States. Mr. Lincoln was a brave spirit, and Mr. Lincoln lives on, inspiring us in spirit.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Up on the mountain, when my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke. I looked around me, and it looked so fine, till I asked the Lord if all were mine. Every time I feel the Spirit in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
All right, class, let's talk about what Jesus meant by saying God is spirit. Do you remember the name the Indians used for God? Mary?
The Great Spirit.
Why do you think they called him that?
Because he's everywhere? Of course.
Well, a spirit is free from the limitations of a human body. A spirit doesn't have to stay in one place.
That's hard for me to understand.
Of course it is. We have bodies. That's what we're familiar with. Perhaps this will help us. Is the wind real?
The wind, Mr. Dempsey?
Yes.
Sure, the wind is real. You can feel it. You're either warm or cold.
Can you see it?
No.
But you can see what it does. The wind blows the trees, or your hair, or makes waves on the water.
Exactly. And does the wind stay in one place?
No. It has to keep moving in order to be the wind.
Do you remember that Jesus compared God's Spirit to the wind?
The Holy Spirit.
Some people call him the Holy Ghost.
I don't like that.
Sounds spooky, like a creature feature on TV.
What does ghost mean when you say it?
Something that's been dead.
Is spirit the same thing, then?
No, I think a spirit has to be something alive.
And God is alive and working in his world.
Is that what we mean by the Holy Spirit?